We started learning Kuf Mem Beis, page 48, which is Din Mishikor V'Tov Makom She'en Mish Shami Yodea Likros B'Diuk. We're talking about the halachas is when you actually need to make a Baal Koire go over. When is it actually a real mistake that he needs to, there's no Yotze, and you need to ask him to learn again. So the rule of thumb is, if we said, Shulchan Aruch says, to Ramah's words, well, let's go to the Shulchan Aruch's words. Korah v'tah, somebody randomly made a mistake, I feel a bit dicked to Kosachas, even if it's one letter, Machzir Enosis, to go back. But, Hin v'chen din achaz nakoyim. V'daf g'shinoi, only a change, Shemishtan yin edizah inyan, that's only a change that makes, is a meaningful change, that the meaning changes. Havarim tov b'negin asatam, but if he changes with a trop, with the tune of the laning, or benikot, with vowels, then in Machzir Enos, he doesn't have to go back. I will go and boy still protest. So the shaila is exactly what is the common, what's the point of it? He says that if it's a meaningful change, he has to go over it again. But if it's the vowels or top, you don't have to go back. So the Mishnah Berurah says that really what goes on over here is the following: Sifkot and Dalet. If you added or you left out a letter, if a letter was added or was left out and it does not make a difference of its meaning, such as instead of reading Aroin, he called Haroin. So we're leaving out the first Aleph of Aharoin. So instead of saying Aharoin, he said Haroin. Beloy al Aleph, he left out the Aleph. Oile Mitzrim, Mitzrim Chedoyme. Then what's going to be the halacha? Problem? Osa, why is it a problem? Right, it's not. Exactly. Good. So the answer is, what the Shulchan Aruch says, even one letter missing, it's only referring to, there's a kol and a chumrah here. And the chumrah is that, if you're talking, kol over here is, that if it's something that does not make a change, the meaning doesn't change, then it's fine. It's fine. So it's not about,
big mistake.
That's what it's all about that. Big mistake, small mistake, and it doesn't make a difference if it's the vowels or real letters. That's the point of it is, depends if there's a substantial meaning, the meaning is being changed or not. So between Aroin and Aroin, there's no difference, so therefore it's fine. It could be a name, like Aroin is a name. There's no meaning, Aroin doesn't mean anything, it could be a name, like Aroin is a name. So it's not, Haroin doesn't mean anything, you know, you haven't changed anything by saying Haroin.
Well, you changed the meaning from the correct name.
No, you have not, it's not, there's no meaning to, there's no change of meaning.
You're accustomed to the meaning. You tell your narrative,
when
Moshe and Aaron, and now you
say
you spoke to Moshe.
Once a computer virus and once a fluff in the typewriter, in the keyboard.
Well, it's, the point is that it doesn't, you could still, everything makes sense. By calling him Aroin, as opposed to Aroin. Nothing has changed. The meaning has not changed. Now, I know it's bothering you, and it's bothering me too. I know it's bothering you. What's bothering you is the fact that every letter in the Torah has a very, very deep meaning. That's probably what you're referring to.
But what? It's just not his name. If you call him Roin, which is a name, but it isn't Aaron's name, then you call him Roin. So you're not talking about Aaron's
name. Yeah, what would be the halacha if he's named a different name? Yeah. Good. Okay, if it's a different name, if it's calling him a different name altogether, it's a good question. If it's going to be Roin, which is a different name, that's a good question. I don't know the answer to that.
Even Aaron is a different name.
It's not. It's not a different name. It's
the same word mispronounced.
Yeah.
Or
well,
you could say the same about
Chalav
and Chalav. It's the same word, just
mispronounced.
It's a fundamental thing.
It means a different word, though. It has a different meaning, though. I hear it. It's a subtle point. And actually, I understand your point very, very well. But I suppose the answer is that Cholav and Chelev is a different word which has a different meaning, as opposed to Haroin is not, it has no different meaning.
It does have different meaning.
Right.
It doesn't mean Aaron.
I think it's a very valid point. No, I think it's a good point.
The name doesn't have an inherent meaning. In this case, it doesn't have an inherent meaning as said, whereas Chal V'Chel is two fundamentally different things. It's just a relative difference. There's a difference between a fundamental...
You're going to be doing it properly and you're going to be consistent. You're not going to, probably you're not going to be consistent, but to say that the halakha is different in one place over another, when actually you've still exactly the same problem.
Do you see a difference in the Chal V'Chel and Aaron and Aaron? Do you see a difference?
If you want to... Kodesh Baruch was talking to us through the Ksiv.
Yeah.
And he's saying... This is what happened, and you have to read it. And yeah. You haven't done that.
Good, so I'll tell you what, I'm following you. I have a similar question, not identical, but a similar question to what you're asking, and I don't know the answer. The question which I have got is, the Ramban famously says in the Torah that every single word and every single letter in the Torah has got very, very deep meanings. In fact, he says that Achois Esof Timna, a posuk in Bereshis, as we don't know anything about Timnah, and we don't know who she is and what she is, and there's very little chazalim about her, and the Torah doesn't mention her name ever again. And the Ramban famously says in the Torah that her and that pasuk is just as important as Anochi Hashem Elokecha. It's just as important because this was said by Hashem, and this was said by Hashem, and this is part of the Torah. Just like this is part of the Torah. We can't start saying this is more important than the others. And it's not just about psukim, it's also about words. And it's not just about words, it's also about letters. Every letter's got layers and layers and layers and layers of deep meanings in Pardes, and Pardes itself has got, I don't mean the school, I mean Pshat Remes Dosh Soid. And every one of Pardes has got also a Pardes within it. And it's unimaginable the depth of the Torah. So who are we to say, and that's very similar to your question, who are we to say that Aharon, the Aleph of Aharon, is substantial or is not substantial? Who are we to say that's a meaningful change or that's not a meaningful change? I agree with you. That's very similar to your question, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I don't know the answer to that. I don't know the answer to that. Yeah. But if you call up somebody else by mistake, it's going to be a problem. Because if you called somebody up, and they both, and what was heard? What were they both walking?
They both know that you mean the other one.
They both know, so he should go up then. A similar question to what I so witnessed, that there was two Michal ben Yehudas in shuls. And I was with someone, it's a bit similar, just as a little, in brackets. Somebody's called up Michal ben Yehuda in the shul, and two people came up. One was a guest, then one was a, you know, and two people walked up to the shul. So what do you do then? It's going to be embarrassing either way. So that's it. It's just a bit similar to what I'm saying. Yeah?
This Aaron thing, is it more Machmir than Chris McGill?
Nope.
Same.
Yep. So, but the point of the Shulchan Aruch means that the Svar of the Shulchan Aruch is very simple. If there is a change in meaning, it's a problem. If it's no change of the meaning, it's not a problem. It doesn't make a difference if it's a vowel, if it's a letter, if it's... What about a top, Rabbi said? What if the top changes? There is an Iloshna Kodesh, Milra Mil'el. Do you need to pronounce the beginning of the word Teoseh or Teoseh? I'm not going to diktuk at all. But there is sometimes, by pronouncing the beginning of the word or the end of the word, it could have two different meanings. Teoseh. Teoseh or Teoseh. I'm not going to diktuk, but it could mean either future tense or past tense, depending on how you pronounce it. So what's going to be the halacha then? Problem or no problem? Why? But it doesn't make a difference to the meaning. Problem or no problem?
Yes, if it'll make a difference.
Yeah, it does make a difference to the meaning. But it's not. So it's really interesting what you're saying. Because really what we're saying over here is that Shulchan Aruch's words was, but if you made them a change by word mistake, it's a problem. However, if it's vowels or trop, it's not a problem. So we're saying now, well, vowels, it depends. Could be it's a problem, could be it's not, but depends if it changes meaning. And I was saying top as well. You're saying that depends if it's changed meaning or not.
Yeah,
and that's the message. One?
About half top.
Yeah. Absolutely. That was a different meaning.
You're not the kind that says Krishna. You're
back to the Nazareth. Yeah.
And then you have to say Krishna. So
if
it isn't okay for Krishna, why
did they okay for Krishna? Says the Mishnah Bura, and let me see how you feel the diuk. For Nokat Negine Venikud, and the Shulchan Aruch says, Negine, meaning the trop and vowels, Mishum Dal Piroif, because generally, Heino Eni Mishtanya Laudum, it does not change the meaning. So what does that imply? Generally, the meaning is not changed through vowels and through tune. So what does that mean? That if... It generally doesn't make a difference, but if it does, if you have once a case of niggun or vowels that doesn't make a difference in meaning, it's going to be a problem. It will be a problem. V'nikud nami im ero she'ini nishtani le'dezeh kirun ya'aseh pe'patach koro ye'yoseh pe'tzeri o le'hepach o be'chelev p'chotov koro be'chelev v'cholov if all those meanings are changed through its vowels, you're going to go back with vowels as well. Say that again. Which one? Yeah, that's right. But chassidim, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, who and he will be? Yeah, that's right. Now he ends off saying exactly the point that we just meant. That's the top. So again, the point is that if it changes the meaning, it's a problem. So the rule is very simple. Unlike what the Shulchan Aruch seems to be saying at first glance, the halacha is, watch out. Does this make a difference in meaning? Yes or no? Doesn't make a difference if it's a vowel, if it's even a top, or if it's for sure read differently. If it changes the meaning, it's a problem. If it's not, so often we don't know because you need to be quite a mumcha in diktuk to know if it makes a change of meaning or not. But that's really what we're looking out for. Rabbi Sai, what is the halacha with regards to Monday, Thursday laning? Does the same halacha apply, yes or no? No, why? Very good, spot on, says the Bialocha. In the middle of the Bialocha, he says, Veda. And his Mishnah says, as a Chiddush, but Reb Gideon understands it, Pshitus. Well done. Did I? Sort of. Well, I can't take credit for it, because it's a Bialocha over here, so I don't think I can't take credit. Veda, you should know, the Lichoyre, Nira, it appears, the Dinza Shulchan Aruch Hu Dafke B'Shabbos, this is only with regards to Shabbos. Avol, P'emoy Sechol, but however, with regards to weekdays, Oy B'Mincha B'Shabbos, similarly with Mincha on Shabbos afternoon, Te Kaiman on B'Sivin Kuf Lamed Zayin, that we learned in Kuf Lamed Zayin, that Afilu Posuk Echot Sholem, Shedilik Oyne Choyza, Hu Adin B'Zeh, even if a Posuk, if complete Posuk was missing, it's still okay, if you read 10 Pesukim. So it obviously can't be a problem that the vowels were. So it can't be a problem. So Reb Gideon Mamash spot on. He said straight away that Pashtus, the Sim, the Kuf Lamed Zayin, taught him this halacha, that's what Mishnah Berurah means over here as well. He leaves it a little bit with the Tzorchian at the end, but because at least that could be that it's a bit different. But Lemaisa, I think the concept, I think that generally means that people are maker. I think that's what it stands up from the Mishnah Berurah, stands up from the post game that Mishnah Berurah is maker. So Mapikei, the halacha is as follows. I looked in the post game about Mapikei. Makes a very big difference to the word. Okay, so I'm not an expert bichlal because I saw with the mapigay will another example shelo. Pardon?
Isha.
Isha, exactly. Isha is a beautiful example. Isha could mean a woman, a wife. Isha, but it can also mean with the mapigay. It means ish shelo, her husband. So it means pretty. Well, it's very different meaning with the mapigay. That little dot. Yeah, ish shelo, her. Husband. So it means very different. So I saw the poskim said, because I really was bothered by that as well. So I saw on Shabbos, I saw it interesting that the poskim actually mekel. So according to that, it would come out, according to Reb Gideon's question, since mapigay means it makes the meaning, changes the meaning, so it would come out. And if you come to a posuk and the Baal Kore lines isha instead of isha, or vice versa, he would be a problem, would be makev. You have to go back, machzirin oiso, because the meaning is changed. Sounds because the meaning has changed. That's a Begidian's question. So I saw that the poets came on Mekel. I didn't see anybody who's Machmir, and the reason is something which I'm not in a position of having an opinion on it. I can't say, but what I saw is the poets came say that the Mapike in a few places in the Torah, there should have been a Pidiktuk, there should have been a Mapike, because that's the meaning there. There should have been the Hey, it means a Shalah, it means. It should have a mapping gate, but there is no mapping gate in the Torah. So it appears that sometimes you could drop the mapping gate. Now, why is it true? Api Hilchas Diktuk, you should have a mapping gate if that's what it means. But since occasionally we find in the Torah, there is no mapping gate. Well, then, so therefore, Ein Machzir in Oisoi. Okay, but I appreciate your question very, very much.
Could you say that because Ashkenaz, we're not
Kushite. I think that we are. I think that Bale Koira, the Masorah of Bale Koira, is to be Makbid on the Mapik. Yeah, maybe we don't do it as guttural as needed, but we generally do. Yeah. But I think that it's really important. I mean, as much as the post came over here pointed out, and I think we all appreciate that, that the importance of having a really, really good Baal Koira, it's really, really important. It's really important because the Baal Koira, if it's not on a high quality, the truth is that if it's not a high quality leaning, we're probably not Yotze. It's a very tough statement to make, but what do you think? Does that sound a bit harsh? But if you don't have a top quality Baal Koira, you could jeopardize to be Yotze, our obligation. What do you think? Yeah, absolutely. I'm not. It's true, but I'm just feeling that it's really. Okay. So that's but that you that's it, the makoyah for that is Simon Kuf Mem Beisiv Aleph. Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's
willing to accept.
Bar Mitzvah boy is maybe a bit of a shail, I'm not sure. I had once a feeling. Mr. Vigoda points out the B'Shlem Zalman that we spoke a couple of days ago. Do you remember B'Shlem Zalman? We spoke about it. Monday, Tuesday, we spoke about it. Sunday, Monday, we spoke about it. How can you embarrass a Baal Koira if he makes a mistake? How can you embarrass him? You're embarrassing in public. So the answer was, what was the answer? He put himself there. He put himself there with the understanding that he's been corrected if he makes a mistake. Make sense?
You can't say that one.
Oh, very good. Porsche Kivanti, I'm pleased that I found a partner because I feel that it's a very good story you're saying. And I feel that's definitely true with any random Baal Koira. He's going up, any adult that is going up to leaning. You know, it's definitely true. If he's taking the challenge, he's happy to be corrected or he should be happy to be corrected. He put himself there. Nobody forced him into it. However, with regards to Bar Mitzvah boy, tell me what you think about it. Bar Mitzvah boy's got absolute choice. He's forced into it. He's got no choice whatsoever. Pardon? You didn't mind. Okay, so fine. So there are people. But otherwise, I think, no, how do you feel about it? Are you forced into it or are you quite happy? Okay, so there are Baruch Hashem, excellent, Bochim, Chshuvim, who are happy to take the challenge and doing it with excellence. And we're very proud of them. But at the same time, there are all the Bar Mitzvah Bochim who really find it challenging. And if they could pull out, they would do so. If they had a choice, if anybody ever asked them, they would say, thank you very much, but no thank you. So for those, it's a shaila, maybe. Maybe I hear. It's maybe not so posh to correct them. Yeah, I hear. Yeah. Save base. No, I forgot Sivkot and Vav. Please excuse me, Sivkot and Vav. Boy. Sivkot and Vav, boy. Kosev et Shuvas Marimintz. Marimintz says as follows. Achazen zur Chlachzu mitchila Sedra. Achazen, the Baal Koira needs to go over the Sedra. Shte Shkura befev. He should be fluent in his mouth. Kola Dikdukim. All the Dikdukim has to be very precise. The learning has to be in the highest quality. Masogim with all the top. Le'el Milra. The word is pronounced Milra or Mil'el. You pronounce the beginning of the word. You pronounce the ending of the word. Yemin u'smoil. He should lean slowly. He shouldn't hurry. He shouldn't rush so much. Where are you rushing to? Where are you rushing? Where are you going? You're catching a train on Shabbos. Where are you rushing? So calm down. Relax. Enjoy the leaning. Always the table, whether it's words or letters. And Rabbi quotes it. So all in all, what we're learning over here is the importance of leaning slowly and meticulously and making sure that it's high quality leaning. See, base. In a place where there's no minion, nobody knows how to lean from the psukim from the Torah. A place that there's no Baal Koira. No Baal Koira. No minion, no Baal Koira. Nobody knows how to lean properly. Should still lean. The Baal Koira is going to be on a very, very low level. He's not going to lean properly. But you're still going to take out a Sefer Torah. You're going to lean with brachas. Sedesh Lochanoch, Batoy Bracha Kilchoser. Maftir Benovi, you're going to lean from the Novi as well. The Mishneh Bura in Sefkot and Zayin, he's not so happy about it. And he says, Mishnebura says that the Prichodosh brings, and he said that if he's likely to make mistakes, there are significant mistakes, like Cholav Chelev, Ozeche, Ozocho, then it's Pshitash Emevachim, but you won't be able to make a bracha. So whilst it's true that the Shulchan Aruch says, you take out a Sefer Torah and you lay in, even if you're going to make tons and tons of mistakes, if you've got no choice, that's what you do, says the Shulchan Aruch. The Mishnebura brings the name of the Prichodosh. No, you don't do that. There's going to be too many mistakes. If you're going to make substantial mistakes, you leave it and you drop it and you don't do that. Kelchosa, Mishnebura says ve kelchosa and sifkotn ches ve im yesh shami shodei al kolponim likros atamim mitoy chachumish. If somebody there who can read from the chumish at least, yikrosem mitoy chachumish lifnei oish akeres b'sefetoy. You should have somebody standing next to him, leaning from the chumish and whispering into him the way it should be leaned. Lohiros haderech benekudus v'tom koi. He tells him the way how to do it, word by word, and the Baal Kori copies him. Hakori mitoy chachumish loikro bekol rom. The ones who lean from the chumish should be saying it silently and quietly. But the Baal Kori should be able to hear from him. So whilst it is, Mishnebura says that if the best would be if there's somebody out there who can take a chumish to help him out, as long as he does it quietly and silently, that's fine. Baal Kori will copy him, and that's fine, as long as he actually still reads from the Sefer Torah. Yeah. Yeah. So over here, it's the case that there's no other option. Yeah. I suppose if there's no other choice, you know, if you have one of those available, do that. Yeah. Yeah. The Mekitzah Shulchan Aruch brings out over here something which is not brought down in Mishnebura and not brought down in other poskim. If somebody finds himself, but it's quite, I think people do it. Some people do it. If a person is in a place where there's no minyan, summer holidays, so in wherever he may be, he's not leaning the from a Sefer Torah. So the Kitzah Shulchan Aruch says he should still, like this halacha over here, he should still take from a chumash, he should lean what they say from the Sedra from a chumash. It's not second best as leaning from a Sefer Torah. It's definitely not Yotze halacha of Kiyasa Torah, but it's not, you know, no, it's not a substitute, it's not alternative, but it's still some sort of minik. Mishnebura does not bring it, and I think that he doesn't bring it because he doesn't hold of it. But it's well known because Shulchan of Paskins like that, and other Yidin are makbid on that. Yidin are makbid that if they can't lean, same apply with somebody who's not well, is in bed, for some reason they didn't end up in Shul on Shabbos, they're going to take out a Chumash, and they're going to lean the Seder from the Chumash. So we learned today the halachas, the rule of thumb is, if the leaning is, the meaning of the leaning is changed, whether it's to top vowels or missing letters, you have to go back. If the meaning is not changed, you can carry on. We learned also that if you are in a place, that this is only with regards to Shabbos, with regards to Monday and Thursdays, and Shabbos afternoon, however, it doesn't matter. We learned also that if a person is in a place where there's no minyan, and nobody knows how to lane, Shulchan Aruch says you should still lane, and you can even lane with the bracha, even if you're making lots of mistakes. Mishnebura disagrees in the name of the Prichodosh. No! Don't lane if you can't... You can't get away with murder. If it's going to be Zocha and Zeche, Cholav and Chelev, don't lay with Brachas. Don't lay with Brachas. Mishnebura seems to pass like a Prichodosh. And similarly, we learned that if there is, however, somebody out there who is able to help by reading from a Chumash and sing it to the Baal Kore from the Chumash, then that's the ideal. That's what should be done then. And that's what is the best that can be done at this in such circumstances. Good evening, Abbasin.